Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, and we've got a special guest here in studio, Mr. Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. I got to thinking about today's the 27th.
It sure is.
Exactly a month ago today, I was sitting right here. Actually, I was standing here at the mic.
Playing the guitar,
singing about Christmas in July, and here we are back reporting about the generous donations that were given by our community here this past Saturday at Walmart and Country Mart.
Well, that's fantastic. So how do we do?
Oh, I'll tell you what. We started at 8 o'clock at both places, both doors at Walmart and Country Mart, and we went all the way to 6 o'clock. And during that time, and I was just telling Chris, the donations that came in added up to $1,009.88, and that there was only one check in those kettles, and it was a nice check, but most of the money that came in were $20 bills, a few, and a few tens, and a little more fives, but mostly ones, and so that is so significant to have this amount, I feel, happen in one day. And so this tells us something about Coffeyville and our community. And I'm sure there were folks from other places that shared in these in the giving, but it just shows how generous a community we have here in Coffeyville.
Well, that is great. You know, it shows that, you know, even everyone just giving a little bit can raise quite a bit of money.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Everybody working together to accomplish something. I mean, see, you're not the only guy on the mic. See, Chris was over here doing the news. Shay sitting in there, probably getting ready to do something later, a little bit later, and then the ladies in the office, and John over there in his office. Everybody working together to make things happen, and that's why I always tell people. You know, they think that I'm somebody special because I'm able to help people, but it always happens when I join hands with other people and we get a bill paid or help somebody with rent or somebody with utilities or get some food for someone or yesterday I took somebody home because he'd walked all the way down here from way up north part of town here. And I took him home because it was hot and he really appreciated that. And he said, he made a statement when I got in the pickup, he said, this is kind of beyond Call of Duty. And I said, well, no. And then I always tell people, and I got this when I worked for Connections for Four County years ago, a few years back, I got the reputation as the Joe who can't say no.
Hey, well, Joe, you sure do a heck of a lot. And I don't know about me. I'm just kind of, like you said, it's a good analogy, though. I'm kind of the tip of the iceberg here. There's a lot more people behind me backing up. I'm just the final step before it goes out on the air.
Yeah, because you have a platform and a voice to let people know about what's going on in our community, and I feel like I'm kind of a voice in the face of the Salvation Army, but it's a whole lot bigger than me.
Oh yeah, it is a big organization, lots of moving parts. Joe, where is this money going to go now?
Okay, these funds will be used probably next year. For Christmas, just like our funds that come in at Christmas time are used for the next year that's coming up, so we'll have money to help people with rent and utilities and medicine. Sometimes I have purchased shoes and steel-toed shoes for somebody that was trying to go to work. Just, you know, we kind of, it depends what the need is, and we try to meet it if we have the funds. And I'm happy to say that this next year we've got some representatives in Neodache. They're going to be ringing bells there at Christmas time. So if you're in Neodache and you're hearing this message today, that you can contact me in Coffeyville, and I'll help put you in touch with the representatives in Neodesha, and there'll be some funds in Wilson County, because when people have a need up in that area, because we don't really have any kind of a Salvation Army representative there, people kind of fall through the cracks, and we don't want that to happen anymore. I have a man in Fredonia that rings, Ronnie Sherman, and he's going to be ringing again, I'm sure, if he is able, and I know he's eager, and I'll be taking a kettle and a stand up there. He rang quite a bit last Christmas, and even with all that cold weather, he was out there ringing all day. And so, like I said, we're going to have people in Neodesha and in Fredonia at this coming up Christmas time, so that we'll have funds to help people in Wilson County.
Well, that is great. And a reminder, too, that, you know, the money that people put into those kettles, that's going to stay here locally,
right? Yes, yes. That's how this works. We encourage you, when you give, when you put money in the kettle, it's staying here to help people in your community. That's why we say doing the most good in our neighborhood. And I've got a little plaque I fixed up to present to y'all today, and it says doing the most good in our neighborhood Christmas in July of 2023, KGGF KQQF KUSN for your faithful support and partnership. And then it shows the amount, that $1,009.88 that was given this Christmas in July, last Saturday. And so thanks and be abundantly blessed. Joe W. Brooks, Montgomery County Coordinator, and that's what they call me. I got that big old title, and it might probably make it sound like I'm really somebody, but no, I'm not. I'm just another servant of the Lord, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And I thank the Lord for the station here, and James and Chris and John and all the ladies here, all the people that give me this opportunity and this platform to share my heart and let you know how much we appreciate it. And that's why I always say God bless Coffeyville, because we love you. You have a blessed day.
Hey, well, thank you, Joe. We appreciate that, and I appreciate you bringing that along. We're finally getting enough stuff that I think we can put some more stuff on the walls. So
Start a wall of fame.
That's right. We're working on it. Well, we really appreciate all the work you do. I know you're rallying the troops here, and it is an army of sorts, a great army of volunteers. That's why they call it that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's true. And we'll be looking for bell ringers here coming up in November. So, James will keep this out there, especially getting toward the end of October. We're going to start really trying to get some bell ringing volunteers. And so if you got a club or a group in your school and you want to come out, do some community service even for school, please contact me. And my number, always remember, my number is 620-870-9261, and that's me when you call that number, and we would appreciate your volunteer help in the Christmas season coming up in just a few months. You might say, well, it's a long ways off, it's still hot out there, it's not cold. Yeah, but that we make plans early, so you keep that in mind. And so when the time comes, you've scheduled a time slot in your life that you can come out and make a difference in somebody else's life. And I say once again, God bless Coffeyville. Thank you.
Thank you, James. It's Joe Brooks here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate you coming by, sir. And you come by, of course, anytime that we want. You're always welcome.
Thank you, James.
All righty. And we'll be back here with Denise York. She's coming up next here on KGGF.